Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on Telling Future Generations, we have a very special guest with us. It's Pastor Victor Angulo, who is both a pastor of a local church and a part-time missionary serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship. So he does both, and how he has time for all that, I have no idea. But Pastor Victor, I'm so glad you're able to be with us today.
Thank you, Katrina. I was honored to be asked by you to do this radio program, and I'm thrilled to be here today.
Well, I've known you for a few years now, and I've always wondered, how do you serve? Because you're a full-time pastor at your church in Girard, Illinois, but then you're also, you and your wife are serving as a part-time missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And I guess I just want to just ask you, so why do you want to stretch yourself out on both ends like this? I mean, what fires you up to serve not only in addition to your ministry, but also in this capacity as a missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship, reaching boys and girls for Christ?
You know, that first question is a question we probably could ask any minister or full-time Christian worker, right?
Yeah, that's true.
How many times, you know, I thought about you, Katrina, as busy as you are, and I've often have thought the very same question, how do you do this? How do you spread yourself to do so much? But I think that pastors, Christian workers, ministers of all types do all that they do because they have a passion for Christ and a passion to serve Him. Now, I'm personally excited to serve alongside my wife with Child Evangelism Fellowship because I believe Child Evangelism Fellowship is one of the most effective ministries at reaching children who are unchurched for Christ today. You know, there's a lot of organizations out there. We call those organizations parachurch organizations, and they do various types of ministries alongside churches. You know, we think of Young Life or a Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and all of these organizations are very good at what God's called them to do. But Child Evangelism Fellowship is totally dedicated to sharing the gospel and reaching children for Christ, and they do a fantastic job of this. Countless of children have come to know Christ through the ministry of CEF. You know, recently I met a man. He's actually a minister. His name is Charlie Westbrook. He served as a pastor of several churches throughout the years, and currently he's serving as the interim director of missions for the Gateway Baptist Association of Southern Baptist Churches in the Edwardsville, Illinois area. And he told me that he first heard the gospel and came to know Christ at a Good News Club in his neighborhood when he was a child. The Good News Club was sponsored by a local church and was conducted in the home of one of the church members. It was with the CEF material and with the training that this church member had received that God used her to reach Charlie, to share the gospel with him, and he was led through her ministry. And, you know, that was the start of Charlie's ministry and his walk with the Lord, and God used him to touch countless of other people. And we can say that very same story for so many other people, how children will come to know Christ, and then God will use them in some really, and sometimes some spectacular ways, and they'll have quite a ministry to others.
And I've heard you just share several times. I mean, that's an amazing story, what you just shared. But I think I could even say that there's other ones that you've shared me that you keep running into people and pastors that say, oh, I had CEF in my background, or when I was a pastor at another church that we did Good News Clubs. And so that's just amazing. It's like God is putting these people right there in your path. And so it's just interesting how God, He knows exactly what His plans are for us in the future and how He just puts the whole thing all together. But what do you see is one of the reasons why, and I just really appreciate what you say, and I didn't pay you to say any of that, but you know, why do you think that reaching children in this day of age, reaching the next generation, is so important for the church, especially pastors, to be concerned about in reaching children for the Lord?
You know, we live in a post-Christian culture, and as such, mom and dad and grandparents typically don't go to church. They don't associate with a church, and so they don't bring their children, their grandchildren to church. We certainly have a culture that teaches things that are right, that the Bible says is clearly wrong. In our culture now, we emphasize individualism. You know, whatever is right for you, then you do it. And we do that over thinking of the collective good of others. And then also, we tend to exalt the pursuit of pleasure. You know, we say if it feels good, if it brings excitement to your life, that is what you pursue. We downplay sacrifice in our society. Given that this is our culture and our kids are being raised in that culture, we obviously see then that there is a need for the church to step in and say, listen, there is an alternative. There is something different, a different kind of lifestyle. There is something different, a different type of message that we need to be giving to the children in our society.
Well, that's so true. I mean, just if you think back, I mean, you and I aren't that old. We're probably around the same age or close to it. But, you know, just in our lifetime, how much our society has changed and values. And, you know, it really makes you sad. But, you know, you could get really discouraged. But at the same time, we know that the gospel is the best news, and it is what our children definitely need.
I think that many times, if we've been in the church for a long period of time, we think that we still live in a Christian culture, that most people have some understanding about the Christian faith or go to church from time to time, at least. But the reality is our culture has changed significantly, and that's really not the case for many children. Let me just give you an example. We have a Good News Club in Alton, and it's in a housing unit. And in that housing unit, most of those kids don't know any of the basic Bible stories that people used to know growing up and used to learn. And so we'll teach these Bible stories to these kids, and for most of those kids, it's the first time they've ever heard of these basic Bible stories. And that is because our culture is being raised in this pulse Christian culture where they're just not being introduced to the Christian faith. They're not attending church. Christian understanding and Christian faith is really foreign for them.
And yet at the same time, even though they haven't heard the gospel and they haven't, you know, like you said, the Bible, God's word, is like a foreign language to them. Yet at the same time, statistics actually show that if children were to be presented with the gospel of Christ, that they are responsive to the gospel. I mean, we all talk about a lot, and I know it's from the about 10, 15 years of age, but it's still what we think is still true and accurate is that they say 85% of people that are born again evangelical Christians, they come to know the Lord before their 15th birthday because they are so responsive to the gospel. So that just leads me in thinking about, so why should the church and a pastor not only be concerned about reaching their own children and families in their own four walls of their church, but why should they be concerned about reaching the children outside of the church?
Well, it's because children are just not being made to come to church anymore. Again, they're being raised in families who don't value church attendance, don't have a connection with a local church. And in many cases, even if mom and dad or grandparents go to church, they're not encouraging or making their kids come to church like in years past families, parents, and grandparents used to do. And so we have people who are particularly children who the church is foreign to them, and we know that God has called us to reach all people. And so if they're not coming to the walls, inside the walls of our church buildings, we need to go out to where they're at. We need to make connections with these children and with these families and build relationships with them where they're at. And so I think that pastors need to be really concerned in terms of trying to reach families for Christ in their community, not just simply by trying to get them into their church building, but they themselves and their congregation leave their building to go where these families and these children are at.
You know, I always look at that as the difference between the mentality of come and see versus go and tell. And, of course, the gospel is, yes, we come and see who Jesus is, but we also were to go out into the world and preach the gospel. So how do you think that the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship could help with that? And as you said before, we're a parachurch ministry organization. We're not the church, but we're here to serve the church. So how can a partnership ministry with Child Evangelism Fellowship serve the local church in reaching their community for Christ?
So many of our small churches don't have an active outreach or a commitment to reach children who are unchurched in their community. And so we as Child Evangelism Fellowship, we step in at that point, and we work and we partner with those churches to help them to vision and create a ministry that would reach the unchurched children in their community as well as their parents. And so we come in and we provide training to the pastor and to the volunteers, to the workers, training that will help them to present the gospel of Christ on a level that the children understand. We also provide training and we provide support so they can start a good news club either in their local school or perhaps in their church or even some other place in the community. The good news clubs are typically done throughout the school year. We also will offer to do a five-day club. The five-day clubs are done 1 week in the summer in a community, and that can be done throughout the community. So that will allow the pastor in that church to get out into the community to begin to build relationships with children and families, again, that don't attend a church. And then we do the party clubs. And the party clubs are a lot of fun. They're geared around a particular holiday, but they're also geared to present the gospel to children as well as the adults who attend with them. And so these are ways in which we help local churches to begin to develop a ministry as well as a vision, an outreach to children in their community who don't attend church. And through this process, we help the pastor and that congregation begin to build relationships with families, with moms and dads, grandparents, other members of the family, so that they can begin to make those connections with them.
So how do you feel when you share this vision with like fellow pastors and how do you feel like they're responding to you? I mean, do they like, yes, it's something that we can sink our teeth into, or how's the response been with the local ministers?
Most of the time, well, I would say all the time, every single time we present this information, pastors, church leaders are extremely excited. Everyone is excited about reaching unchurched children, reaching families for Christ in their community. And so that's the response. We can't always partner. We can't always work with every church, obviously, for various reasons. But every time we present this information, people are excited that this is happening.
Well, I just love your vision, and I tell you what, it's contagious. And I can't thank you enough because when just not too long ago, I went down to the southernmost part of our state in Carbondale, and I ran into a pastor that you had already talked to before I even got down there, and he told me that basically he knew all about it because you had just done such a wonderful job. And I felt like when I went into that meeting, I felt like God had already parted the Red Sea and all I had to do was walk across because it was already sold and it was a done deal. They were going to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and that was because of you. So thank you for all that you have done. And I think it's also interesting, too, is we have just recently been airing the history of Jesse Overholtzer, the founder of Child Evangelism Fellowship, and I just found out that the ministry of CEF started by him asking churches that were closest to the school to have a good news club, and that's how they started to get where the children were the largest group of children. And so that's just interesting that was the vision way back then. It's close partnerships with the local church. So we're going to continue our interview next week, and we just thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And that's what this ministry is all about in this radio program, and how we can tell the future generations the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.